So today we're going to pray for the Rim of the World mountain communities. That will include Blue Jay, Twin Peaks, and Rim Forest. All three of them are in the district of the second district under Janice Rutherford, the Board County Supervisor. And they are also under the Rim of the World School District, which has several openings for board members to be elected this year. And also the Recreation and Park has a couple of positions also up for election. Blue Jay has a population of 900, Rim Forest 756, and Twin Peaks has 2493 population at the end of 2021. So we want to lift up the electors, the elections that are coming up. The second district supervisor, Janice Rutherford, will be no longer able to continue in her position as the county board because her term ends and she cannot be reelected. So that position is open. So a big place that oversees quite a few areas in our county. So we definitely want to pray for her position and or that position today, and also for the other ones. So let's just give you a little scoop on Janice. She does live in Rancho Cucamonga with her husband and two young boys. She used to be on the Fontana City Council. She used to be the chair of the Board of Supervisors, and she has been in since 2014 as the county board. So good 8 years. She is also a fellow Fontana Rotary Club. She helps with the Community Assistance Program in Fontana, with various faith-based and nonprofit groups that offer free and low-cost services in the community. She works with the Fontana Boys and Girls Club, the Chaffey College Foundation Board, the Junior State Foundation, and Fontana Art Association. So as many of them there, she's involved with quite a few things. She also overlooks OmniTrans and the South Coast Air Quality Management, which is a key situation for the communities that she oversees because many of them have poor air quality. She also champions efforts to balance regulations with economic realities, and she serves on the board's technology, stationary source, and legislative committees. So, Lord, we lift up this position that's going to be elected. Someone is going to take her place this year. And so, Father, we ask that the ones that are going to be up for elections for the Recreation and Park Board of Directors, the two positions, and the Unified School District, the two positions, actually there's three for the Recreation and two for the School District, we pray, God, that you will bring people in who know your name, who have high standards, high morals, that they are good citizens, that they have the desire of the constituents and the people at heart, and that they will make decisions and they won't just kowtow to what everybody else says or to people around them, but they will have their own opinions and be able to stand up for them and bring forth some new creative ways to be able to help the students in the Rim of the World area, especially in Blue Jay, Twin Peaks, and Rim Forest, the children, to be able to have a healthy education without crime, without bullying, and without all the different education curriculum that they've been trying to promote that has caused such a ruckus. And so, and it keeps the teachers from being able to teach the things that they're supposed to teach. And we pray, God, that the whoever goes in there will help raise the roof on these schools, and the schools will see an improvement. We pray that those who come into the Recreation and Park, because these three areas bring in a lot of tourism, a lot of hikers, bikers, people come there to rent vacation rentals, to just enjoy the scenery of the mountains and the lakes nearby. So we pray, and even the Christian camp retreats, we pray, God, for those as well, that the Recreation and Park people will help work with them and will allow the people to do things that are still faith-based. We pray, God, as Janice had Rutherford helped with faith-based community programs, we also pray that that will continue. I know that's a lot of the food banks and the like. But because you desire, Father, all people to be saved, we pray for the salvation of the next supervisor, if they're not already saved. Whoever is elected, God, we pray that you would capture their heart for kingdom work so they can help turn the hearts of others towards you and the good of our county. Help them to live and to help us live peaceable lives. You said that we pray for the city that we're in, we will experience peace. So we pray for the county that we're in to experience peace. For whoever's elected, God, we pray that people will go out and vote and will review and be informed about what's the person's real motive, what are they really made of, that they won't do it for money, power, or fame, that you would give them staff that would help them to promote righteousness, that the things would they do will honor you and not themselves, cut through any of their hypocrisy or tendencies to make themselves known instead of your own. Let there not be any embezzlement, extortion, or any foul play. Let them experience the joy of sacrifice, honor, and a pure conscience. Bring a spirit of unity to this supervisor. May this new supervisor come in and bring unity to the group and bring a new voice, a loud voice that says we must clean up our act. We must change how we are viewed, because at present, the county supervisors are considered, well, the whole county and our county seat and government officials, both elected and appointed, it is considered that there's a lot of not nefarious things going on and things that are not helping our county and much abuse of monies. So we pray, God, that the monies will be made accountable, that there will be an ethical review. We pray that this new person will come in and help make major change and have the backbone to stick up to it. Give them wisdom and integrity to reign. Give them, keep their goals simple, birthing ideas and laws that will help keep our county safe, protect the weak, heal the broken, and encourage every person to their full potential. We also ask that you would protect the new supervisor, whoever that will be, and their families. Surround them with your angel protection. Give them a strong sense of their destiny. Remind them of their accountability, because you are the one who appoints leaders, God, and take them down. So we pray you would appoint a leader here that's going to bring life, cleansing, wholeness, holiness, and high standards to our area. And may your word, oh God, become the truth and guide for their decisions. And may they look to you for the last word. Raise up them as a strong leader who will stay the course and work tirelessly to foster peace, fairness, and justice for all. In Jesus' name.